A Prayer to Celebrate the Thorns in Life by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10. A thorn is defined as a source of discomfort, an annoyance or difficulty, an irritation or obstacle. You know how God knows just what you need and loves to arrange an opportunity to put you in your place and ultimately teach you what living for Him is all about? Well, as soon as I found out that the name of my little one's soccer team was the Thorns, I knew it was no coincidence and that he was up to something. My littlest has challenged me in ways I couldn't have imagined. She's pushed me and stretched me as a mama. And the truth is, the Lord knew I needed her to see how much I needed Him. There might have been a few times her behavior as a toddler felt like a thorn in my side, so I must admit that the team name made me giggle. And recently, as I cheered her on and yelled, "Go Thorns!" it hit me how ironic that sounds. Thorns are not things we would normally cheer for. They aren't something we want to have in our lives. But just like Paul, we all need them. And 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10 shows us why. "So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time He said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Hard things aren't fun. But when we're weak, when we're less than, those are the moments when He can shine. When we realize His strength is all we have and all we need. Without those hard things, those irritations and obstacles and difficulties, we might think we can make it on our own and make ourselves greater than the one who holds the world and our worlds in the palm of His hand. My littlest is a gift, just like my other babies. But when she was a toddler having a tantrum in the middle of Winn-Dixie, I have to admit that I wasn't thinking, "Go Thorns!" However, looking back, the Lord has grown my faith because of those moments. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." With that perspective in mind, one focused on eternity and not the world we can see right here, we might need to yell, "Go Thorns!" next time a hard thing comes. Because those are the moments that bring us closer to Jesus. And that's worth celebrating, my sweet friends. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the ways you're working in my life, even through the hard things. Please forgive me for doubting and losing faith at times. And help me to seek your strength, wisdom, and words as you use the thorns in life for my good and your glory. In your mighty name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.